CliffCentral.com. We've got to get into Pravin and the president, because Pravin Gordhan has been trying to drum up investment support and interest in South Africa. He was in America just last week, and one of the people who was with him is the MD of Goldman Sachs, and that is Colin Coleman, who's on the line this morning. Colin, thanks for making some time for us. I know you have had a pretty incredible schedule over the last few days, and I know you've also you've had some very close interactions with the investment community at large, particularly the one that you and the Minister of Finance visited in New York just the other day. But you must have been a little disconcerted to see the news 2 days ago when the NPA decided they are going to serve papers on the Minister of Finance and expect to see him in court just a couple of days after the medium-term budget. So where do we even begin with this, Colin? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, there's no question it was a blow that those events took place, but not necessarily a irretrievable situation. I would say, you know, our efforts on structural reform, which have been ongoing since the finance minister was appointed in December, beginning with the meetings with the president in January and February, and, you know, from which came the business labor government initiative, has been a very solid ongoing attempt at driving structural reform on a joint basis. The rating agencies have been quite impressed with that, and obviously, I would say, you know, the noise around the democracy in South Africa is not necessarily always negative. It demonstrates a healthy democracy at work and the vibrancy of the institutions at work. But these attacks are quite disconcerting and don't help our case.
So, look, there are really two or three things I need to know before we can even proceed with this conversation. First of all, there's a supposition that any kind of instability makes everyone in the financial sector extremely jumpy. There are also some people who understand that these are the growing pains of a democracy, where, you know, we're 22, 23 years into post-apartheid South Africa, and there are going to be some stretches and some contractions. But I don't think that, everyone who you must have met in the last couple of days is full of negativity either. What kind of a reception did the minister get in New York, for example?
Well, look, I think everywhere we go, the reception to what we're doing is extraordinarily positive. I also had private discussions with the rating agencies in New York. I would say, as of last week, prior to these events, we're in a very constructive place. I would say the efforts around rating really focused on growth and effectively eliminating or reducing obstacles to investment and effectively improving the investment climate through labor reform, SME reform, etc., state and enterprise reform. These are areas that are all helping our case and being constructively received. You know, at the end of the day, what it all amounts to is, are we going to get our growth rate up? Are we going to, you know, have we come off the bottom? I would say there's a recognition that we've come off the bottom of our growth. Let's just put it in context. You know, this is a country that has been growing at sort of 3% average over the last 22 years. So when we're at 0 to 0.5% growth rate, we are shooting ourselves in the foot to get there. So, you know, in a normal situation, we should be around 3%. If we're doing revenue well, we should be 5% and above. So, you know, this growth rate is very far off the mark. And effectively, these kind of the reforms to get the basics right are recognized as, you know, ways to get back to 3% in a reasonable period. And I think it's perceived that we're off the bottom. So that's kind of where we are at the moment. Now, these interventions, which call into question, you know, the leadership of our financial institutions in the form of Minister Gordhan, and he's widely respected and widely seen as an upright and honest person, you know, it just sets people off balance.
Colin, what you're saying is actually quite positive. I mean, I'm excited to hear that you think that we're at the bottom of that that growth slump, and what you're saying is that the growth rate really should, all the indicators are that you know, if the fundamentals stay in place, that that growth rate should improve, and that would solve a lot of our problems. So what are the inhibiting factors? What are the problem areas that we need to address in terms of why that growth is at such a low point? And how can we stimulate the economy, you know, ordinary people? How can ordinary right. South Africans get involved in stimulating that economy? It shouldn't just be up to high-powered delegations and the finance minister. Surely this is a concerted effort if we want to raise the economy.
Now, of course, everybody should make an effort at job creation and growth and investment. Those are things that everybody out there have in their power, to employ people, to put people to work, to build businesses. What we're doing is trying to remove the environment or the difficulties in the environment that make that more difficult. Hiring and firing people, you know, strikes, dealing with obstacles to creating small businesses, you know, trying to get people into work and give them real work experience. These are the sort of practical efforts that we're doing. So, you know, we are working on a labor package, which is being led by the Deputy President, to try and make the environment before strikes more conducive to avoiding them, to get early mediation, things like that. Mm. And at the same time, to fund smaller micro and make funding available for smaller micro enterprises, which is this fund that's been announced by led by Adrian Gore and Brian Joffe,
right.
$1.5 billion being raised by business. And Stephen Cotts and myself have been working on something called the Youth Employment Service Initiative, which is aimed at getting 1 million youth off the street into work experiences paid over the next 3 years. So there's very practical but also high-level support for people, as you say, public out there doing things better. I think your basic point is absolutely right, which is in a shrinking pie, you know, social tensions rise, mm. the fees must fall situation rise, other tensions rise. In a growing economy, and there's a lot more to go around, there's a lot more to share, there's a lot more happiness in society. So right. that's what we need to see.
You mentioned that you met with the ratings agencies. These are, to many people, and particularly in South African politics, there seems to be a cynicism about these ratings agencies, almost as if they are agents of a kind of neo-colonialism. Certainly there are ideologues in government who believe that these are people who are holding us to ransom because they just don't like us, or because they operate with Western principles. In effect, are these people dark, shadowy creatures that only people like Colin Coleman get to meet? Can you explain what the rating agencies are like on the inside?
I think it's like going to a doctor and asking the doctor, or being sent to the doctor by an insurance company who wants to check you're okay. You know, and you go to the doctor, and the doctor looks at you and gives you the facts back in an objective manner. That's what the rating agencies do for the international investment community in respect of country or issuers, what they call issuers. People are raising capital in the world.
Yeah.
So we've just raised $3 billion for South Africa, not us, but the country has raised $3 billion. And you know, when you're raising that kind of capital, the investors want to know what is the state of the economy into which that capital is going to go. And so the rating agencies are sort of meant to be an objective mediator of that view, and they have a you know, very strict governance and regulation about how they behave, particularly post-global financial crisis. That's got ever stricter, as it has for the global financial community as a whole. And in that context, you know, the rating agencies have to be extraordinarily careful in their measurement and their objectivity of a variety of factors. What are the factors they look at? They look at growth, they look at institutional strength, and they look at broadly the factors affecting investment into a country.
Mm.
So as I say, growth is our single biggest issue. Our institutional strength is seen as very good, although these attacks represent a question mark over, you know, the long-term stability of those institutions, particularly the Reserve Bank and the National Treasury, as the sort of defenders, the first defenders of economic freedom and independence in South Africa. And you know, the investment cycle affected by these
factors. Just one last thing. You had a lot of time with the finance minister. Is he very distracted by and concerned about these threats to his own personal security, and the fact that he has to apply himself to, as if there isn't enough going on his plate, apply himself to criminal charges and investigations around fraud? Is he very beleaguered, or do you think that he's resolute and unconcerned, wishing to move forward?
I wouldn't speak on his behalf, but I give my observation. This is the most robust individual he's gone through, as he says, 40 years of activism. He's dealt with much worse, including, you know, being in jail in the apartheid era, and, you know, personal attacks on his person in the form of solitary confinement, torture in prison, and so on and so forth. So I think right now this is a different world he's used to, but he's not a young person. I'm sure it's not pleasant for him to have to undergo this, but look, you know, he's a leader, and I've got great amount of confidence in his determination to stay the course.
Thank you very much for talking to us, Colin. I appreciate you making some time. There we go.
Pleasure, Gareth.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Colin Coleman from Goldman Sachs. Sure. I feel better now. A little bit. And he says we hit the bottom of the growth slump. Now we can only start going up. CliffCentral.com.